and my right, Christ where I lie and where I arise.
FM 90.3 WJTL, Ragamuffin Man, Make Me an Instrument. Toby Max, I Just Need You before that. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Your weather forecast for today. There is a winter storm warning in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain changing to all rain this afternoon, becoming windy, high 35. Tonight, a wintry mix of rain and snow showers likely. Little to no new snow accumulation expected. Windy, low around 32. Winning Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high 38. Thursday, sunny, milder, high 44.
Currently 32. We do have some mixed precipitation coming down. Be careful as you drive. Our very special guests this morning from Transition to Community and Potter's House, Lanny Millett and Sutton Keener with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Lanny is the ministry director. And Lanny, we talked earlier about what you guys are doing through Potter's House and Transition to Community. Tell us a little bit about the future. What's the vision for what's coming?
Absolutely. There are some great things happening. We're in the midst of a capital campaign called Captivity to Destiny. And we like that title because we want people not just to recover, but to experience their destiny, what God has in mind for them. So one way we're going to do that is that we have our Still Waters initiative. And that is going to be a new phase one recovery where guys can have intensive care. It's going to be in the Brownstown area right along the Conestoga Creek. It's going to be very intensive, 24-hour supervision and programming, work. We're starting our own little business. That's one of the other new things that's coming down the pike. In addition, people are constantly, I'm the one who does the admissions to the program, constantly asking me, when are you going to do something for women? When are you going to do something for women? So we are in the midst of establishing a women's house as well.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, the program's still kind of in the idea works. Stages, but, yeah. But we have bought the house, so things are
moving. That's awesome. If folks want more information about the ministry or they'd like to get involved, they can
Absolutely.
Find out online.
TransitionToCommunity.com.
And this morning, Lanny's brought along Sutton Keen. Sutton is a student there. And Sutton, good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Good
and
to be here.
I was curious before when you mentioned that you're a student there, that you walked in off the street. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to Potter's House.
Well, during the time, I was very well deep into my addiction. You know, I was an IV drug user, and I was actually homeless, living underneath a bridge. And it came to me one day, like, I can't do this anymore. I need help. And my mom actually was the one that told me about the Potter's House program. She knows a couple guys that have been through here. And my sister actually helped volunteer about a year ago. And so, you know, I came in, and at this point, like, I was at the lowest of I can go. And to the point where I was on the brink of suicide.
Wow.
And, you know, I met up with Lanny, and, you know, luckily I got into this program, and it has just completely changed my life.
Tell us a little bit about that. What's the impact that it has had on it? How's it made that change?
Well, since I've been in the program, I've, you know, gotten closer to Jesus and my faith, and I've been baptized during this time. I was actually just baptized back in, July? And just everything I'm learning, you know, about myself too, and the real issues that I've been dealing with, and the problems or the core problems that are behind my addiction itself, and, you know, just the programs, the Bible studies that we go through, just everything is just coming together, and I'm rediscovering my purpose in life and what God has planned for me.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And Lanny, if folks want to hear more testimonies like Sutton's, find out more about what's happening with the ministry, I understand your annual banquet's coming up.
It is coming up on March 8th at Shady Maple. Bud Rhoda, a chaplain in the Lancaster County Prison, will be doing the main keynote address. We will also be honoring the wardens of the prison for the great work that they're doing in trying to bring about a change, a positive change, real correction and growth. So people can sign up online. We're using Eventbrite this year, but you can access that through our website, transitioningcommunity.com. There's no charge. There will be a free will offering received to support the ministries, and we will be telling a lot more about what's happening.
Transition to Community in Potter's House, March 8th is their annual banquet. It's at Shady Maple.
Hey, can't beat that.
And the doors open at 6.
Doors open at 6, and then dinner will start at 6:30, and we should be done around 9 o'clock. So
and you do want folks to sign up ahead of time.
We do, absolutely do.
So visit online, transitiontocommunity.com.
And the deadline that Allison would like is February 22nd.
February 22nd. Sign up online, transitiontocommunity.com. Lanny and Seth, thanks for braving the roadways and coming out this morning.
Thank you for having us. And also, Sutton forgot to say, hi, Heather.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, Sutton. Yeah, we forgot we wanted to say hi to your mom. Hi, Sutton's mom. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Once again, visit online, transitiontocommunity.com. Blanca is taking us back.